Bernie Sanders, Trump is endangering people by holding GOP convention celebration in Florida. By Hannah Blow on June 12, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, issued a sharp rebuke following Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel announcing Jacksonville, Florida, as the host city to celebrate President Trump's acceptance of nomination, proclaiming that the president is ignoring the advice of medical experts and, therefore, endangering thousands. Sanders' assertion comes mere days after praising the throngs of protesters taking to the streets. Trump wants 15,000 delegates cheering him at his GOP convention in Florida. No social distancing. His rejection of medical advice endangers not only those there but those they come in contact with, the former presidential hopeful said. Trump's a threat to the health and well-being of the country, he added. He must be defeated. McDaniel on Thursday announced that, while the official business of the convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina, the celebration of Trump's nomination will take place in Jacksonville due to Governor Roy Cooper, D., refusing to provide assurances that the celebration could occur in Charlotte as planned, citing coronavirus-related concerns. We are thrilled to celebrate this momentous occasion in the great city of Jacksonville, McDaniel said in Thursday's statement. Not only does Florida hold a special place in President Trump's heart as his home state, but it is crucial in the path to victory in 2020. We look forward to bringing this great celebration and economic boon to the Sunshine State in just a few short months, she added. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, R., has also welcomed the news, calling the decision a huge win for the city. The celebration will be held at the 15,000-seat ByStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Notably, Sanders has not criticized the thousands of protesters who have taken to the streets in protests, nor has he accused them of endangering lives by gathering in large groups and failing to adhere to social distancing guidelines. Instead, the Vermont lawmaker has praised the protesters. I'm very proud of the people standing up for justice and taking to the streets, Sanders said last week. When we study history, we look at pivotal moments: the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. People will look back on this time as one of those moments, he added.